Moncrief on News Talk.
At the end of May, a cruise ship called the Odyssey was due to set sail from Belfast, but it ran into technical and certification problems, effectively stranding the passengers in the city. And they're still there, but many of them formed friendships, particularly Angela Harsanyi from the US and Gian Peroni from Canada. They just got engaged. Angie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by telling us how you ended up in Northern Ireland? As I understand, the cruise started on May the 30th, and then what happened?
They had some difficulties getting certifications with a ship that's a little bit older and was docked dry for several years. So it ended up creating now a four-month delay, but we are definitely looking to set sail hopefully this next week.
Okay, and where did you, so did you fly to Belfast to get on the cruise ship, or had you actually sailed from someplace else?
No, I actually didn't sail. A few residents did from Southampton, but I actually flew from Colorado in the US.
Ah, right. And where were you expecting to cruise to?
We were going to be hitting, I can't even remember that far back now, but we were supposed to do the Caribbean. We were going to do Southampton. We were going to end up going back to Southampton and doing this whole upper northern region and then heading down south.
Okay. How long was that due to last for?
Well, our cruise is set for it's a residential ship, to be honest with you, Sean. So a lot of us own our cabins on board. So I'll be on board for about 15 years. A lot of people are going to be sailing for about 3.5 years to do one circumnavigation around the world.
Wow. Okay, so you live on this ship?
We do live on this ship, absolutely.
Yeah, and do you live on it full time, or do you commute back and forth between there and Colorado?
No, I live on there full time. I call it my floating home.
Okay, right. And so was this new? Had you just bought it?
Yes. I just bought my cabin. I bought my cabin probably 6 months ago when they started advertising for them. And my sister and I actually bought a cabin together. So we're going to both be cruising the world and having sister time, which is great. And in the meantime, I was able to travel now with our delays. We've been to like the Canary Islands and Barcelona and a few other places while we're waiting.
Okay, well, that's good. So when you arrived in Belfast, I assume you were a little disappointed when you discovered that the Odyssey wasn't going anywhere for the foreseeable future.
Yes, and we have only known kind of week for week how that looks. They didn't say it would be 3 months. They've just ran into several certification issues with bringing the ship up to a new ship standard. And so we have kind of been delayed kind of week by week is what our delays are like. And so that's why the majority of us have stayed in Belfast. There's about 150 of us here.
Okay. But they put you up in a hotel and looked after you.
Yeah, they have done excellent with that, to be honest with you, Sean. They've paid for our accommodations and our food and our transportation. So we feel very well taken care of.
Okay, that's good. And so had you been going, you know, fairly regularly back and forth to the ship to get updates?
Yes, actually, for about a month, we were allowed to be on board every day. We were not ever allowed to sleep on board, but we could spend all day there. But our COO and CFO definitely do regular updates with us. They do a tea time update, usually once a week. And every Friday, we get an update also in writing. So they keep us pretty well informed.
Okay, so when did you first meet Gian then?
I met Gian about 4 months ago when I first arrived at Belfast. There was kind of a core group of friends that all hung out, and he was definitely in that group. And it only was about 6 weeks ago that we became romantic.
Mm. But presumably you had spent a considerable amount of time together before that, though.
We actually have. We, for probably the last 2 months now, we have had the opportunity to walk back and forth to the ship every day together and actually become roommates, because a lot of us share hotel rooms and stuff together. And I loved him enough as a friend that I definitely wanted to stay with him. So we kind of grew our friendship from there, and about 6 weeks ago started a romantic friendship.
Okay. And had you been going for dates out around Belfast and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have definitely done some dates around Belfast, which has been very delightful. We've spent a lot of good time, quality time on the ship together. And definitely been dating around Belfast now up until he engaged.
Yeah. So you must have very romantic associations with Belfast now.
Very much so. That's putting it very mildly. I have a huge fondness and a deep place in my heart for it. That's why Gian felt it was special to actually engage, do my engagement in Belfast, actually on the trail next to the canal where we used to walk every day. So it's very special. It's very iconic to me. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. And were you expecting it when he proposed?
I was, because we had done such a kind of a quick engagement, we had talked about this pretty much in depth and both came to the conclusion that we couldn't picture life without each other and that this is my first marriage, it is not Gian's. And so he thought it was special to go pick out my ring with me. And my mom happens to be here from Colorado. She's been here for about a month hoping to catch the launch of the ship as well and travel a little bit with me. So it's been very special that she has been able to be here and that Gian and so it was not a surprise that I was going to be asked. I just didn't know I'd be asked in Belfast. I thought I'd be on the ship.
Yeah. Can you remember a moment, Angie, when you kind of thought, oh my gosh, I love this man?
Yes, I can think of a moment like that. There's so many incidences that he is such a gentleman that it just kind of started sweeping me off my feet. He's kind of an old soul and he's very much old fashioned. And there was definitely many moments between opening up car doors and his generosity and his kindness that definitely just made me pretty much fall. It was not a love at first sight for Gian and I. We learned to really align our values and our morals and our future goals and definitely fell in love because of that. So to me, that's a very lasting beginning.
Yeah, I suppose it does make a big difference, I think, when you're friends with someone first.
I do too, Sean. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can continue to be friends as well as lovers.
Absolutely. Get the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Plus, is it kind of useful your mother was there as well to kind of vet him a bit?
Well, it sure was. She kind of makes the joke initially when she had met him that he did have her permission to marry me, which just, of course, embarrasses me to my bone, but she really, really liked this gentleman and could see that we'd make a really good couple. And so it's been very special having my mom out here with us. And it's nice that you get the seal of approval right off the bat with your mother involved in it. So it was very special.
Yeah. So and now that you're officially engaged, do you have wedding plans? Have you decided where that's going to take place?
Yeah, we absolutely do. We're actually going to get married on the Odyssey, on the ship. And the captain is going to marry us, and he's going to marry us in April between Panama and Costa Rica. And with Gian living in Costa Rica for 6 years, we will be getting off the ship for a week there. But I like to make the joke that I'm a pretty lucky lady that I have a perpetual ongoing honeymoon since we get to travel around the world for so many years. So I feel pretty fortunate about that.
And is that the plan for the two of you for the future, to just remain on the Odyssey?
Yes, it is. We're both going to remain there for 15 years, probably. And we obviously can get on and get back off if we want to spend a couple weeks here and there in certain areas. But yeah, we definitely are looking to just continuously travel the world and see new things and do new adventures and get to know cultural aspects of the world. So we're both looking very forward to that.
What an extraordinary life to look forward to.
Well, thank you. We think so.
Yeah. But what about your sister? You said that you had planned to kind of spend more time with your sister on the ship.
I still am planning on that. Don't worry that on that note. I've had to reassure her many times that I'm not giving up my cabin to move in with Gian. I will definitely share cabins with both of them. But it is definitely in my core. It's a priority to me to share this adventure with my sister and I. We have a lot of lost time to make up for. And it's something that Gian very much respects and does not want to get involved with at all. And so he's very respectful to that. And I think it'll be a pretty beautiful situation once my sister gets on board. It'll be a couple months before I can get her on there. But once she's there to stay as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that says something about him as well, I would have thought. If he had objected, that would have been a problem.
Yes, not many wives don't want to move in with their new husbands, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's very understanding.
Yeah. And so the wedding itself, because you're on a ship, I assume it won't be a big wedding.
Well, apart from all the other people on the ship.
It's a huge wedding because of all the, everyone is invited on the on board. We made the joke, even if they're, even if we didn't invite them, they're invited. So we are really going to have a really big ship party and a huge wedding, and we're going to celebrate. We love so many of the people on board because it is residential. We've already gotten to know a lot of them with over the last 4 months, and we anticipate a lot more just really intimate relationships with a bunch more of them. And we look forward to that. So to have them all be a part of our guest roster is going to be very exciting. And we are doing friends and family. We are bringing them out and putting them up in some of the cabins as well. So it's going to be one big, fantastic, fun celebration.
That's extraordinary. When you're married on a ship, actually, as a matter of interest, is it registered in a particular country, or how does that work?
Well, you have to be in international waters for the captain to marry you. So we are registered in the Bahamas, our ship is. So I will venture to say that that is probably where the license will come from, because you're doing it in international waters.
Okay, right. Visit to the Bahamas. It couldn't be bad either, actually.
There you go.
Congratulations to you, Angie and Angela, and I wish you very many years of happiness. What sounds like it'd be difficult not to be happy.
I agree with you, Sean, and thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Angela Harsanyi, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.